The basis of this book is the fundamental words of the Ramchal in his lengthy introduction to Maamar HaVikuach, and he spells out with utter clarity the essence of Maamar HaSinai and the obligation to transmit it to our children. Excerpts of this are freely translated in the following paragraphs. I'm going to read to you, according to the Ramchal, what did we achieve at Sinai? What did we get at Sinai?
Is that when he talks about cracking open the creation?
Yeah.
We did that
last year.
Yeah.
So we'll do it again.
I don't know about it. It was at Shavuot's time. I think it was just part of what we were learning. Maybe.
Maybe we did it part of Das Tunis, but I like
I
to do it before.
I really like that.
I like to do it before Shavuot's always.
Okay.
So he has a question. He has a question. The question is on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says in Dvarim, V'haya. Guard your soul. Pentishkach is a dvarim. Don't forget the word, the things asher ro'u einecha, that your eyes saw. Ufen yasum avachu gemecheyecha. Yoyim asher maratol ufen yasum avachu. So don't forget what you saw at Sinai. So he asks, why are we commanded not to forget what we saw at Sinai? The command should be not to forget what we heard at Sinai. The point is, don't forget the Torah. So what do you saw at Sinai? What's the Indian of seeing? What did we see? Furthermore, it says, "Ata hareisa ladas ki Hashem lo'akim." You were shown that Hashem is the only God in Eid Malvada. What were we shown exactly? The glory of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So basically, let's start with this: that we know from Das Tvunas, Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, and He created the world in order for Him to be revealed in the world. He created evil in order for it to be destroyed. Right? He created everything to cover over what the world really is, so that we can eventually find Him on our own. But the problem is, you got to know that you're playing the game. If you don't know you're playing the game, how are you going to find Him? You don't know to look. He hid Himself so well that the world actually looks like the world we live in. It looks like that's actually real. If one can interpret the world as a place that one could easily interpret the world to be the natural world that we live in. So Hashem chose one people at one time in the world in over the last 2,000 years, since creation, and He said, I'm going to show you everything about the world. I'm going to show you why I created the world. I'm going to show you why evil is created. I'm going to show you the entire systems and all the decisions made as part of those systems. I'm going to show you the entire past, present, and future of creation of the entire world. And you're going to get a glimpse into behind the scenes of what's actually going on. In addition to that, you're going to, and now, by doing that, Hashem now chose the Jewish people at Sinai to open up the world, open up Shemayim, one sky at a time, one of the layers, and peel off the layers that cover Hashem off of the world. And eventually, we got to see what is the world, what is the creation of the world. What is it all about? What is the secret of creation?
We didn't get to see Hashem.
We don't need to see Hashem. We need to see Hashem's real relationship with the world. The glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is concealed from earth and condensed in heaven. Therefore, man cannot understand the works of Hashem accurately, that He truly controls the world. Instead, man has rendered everything as reliant upon nature. The first Kofrim thus worshipped nature. However, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired to pull His beloved nation toward Him, He split the heavens wide at Matan Torah, and He revealed His secrets until they all saw clearly that the control of the lower worlds is in the hands of the Shekhinah in the most intricate ways imaginable. Even in the minutest substance in this universe is attached to the most lofty, transcendent heights. At Matan Torah, they understood the secret of creation in its entirety, its purpose, upon what it stands, along with the pathways it runs, and the purpose of every being. They comprehended the depths of His ultimate plan, as well as the mighty creations, angels, that were created to reveal His glory. They saw how the inhabitants of the world are enveloped in darkness, the truth hidden from their eyes. They recognized why Hashem allowed the existence of material enticements that caused the wicked to err. Why is the world this way, in other words? It is only because He has hidden from people that permission was granted to the Satan to wander throughout the world and entice the masses who stumble in deceit and lies and mistakenly think that the world follows a natural system. He revealed all of this to them at Sinai, and he saw the complete truth of why enticements that cause man to stumble exist. They saw the depth of the divine plan that is the source of all and received total comprehension of divine wisdom at its very source. They saw the vastness of the Torah and mitzvahs. They saw their inner essence and how they are the cause and effect of all happenings in creation. They saw the infinite intricacies of every mitzvah. Its spiritual source and great need for each one. And this is what it means. Hashem didn't just tell us. He unveiled to them the entire spectrum of existence. They grasped clearly that he alone is the controller. They understood, therefore, that there is no other hanhaga, not natural, not haphazard. Rather, he is the sole controller according to the infinite plan that he revealed to them.
I'm closing because I want to take a book through it.
Yeah, please do. Hashem then commanded them to place the ultimate truth upon their hearts, to instill, which means, I'm showing it to you. Why do I have to show it to you? And this is a very fundamental idea, is because I don't want this to be an intellectual lesson. This needs to be experiential. Like Yamsuf.
Like what?
This needs to be an experience. What's the difference between experience asher ro'u einecha versus asher shamu? It's a big difference. When you see something, you need to convert it to knowledge, right? You're telling me a story, so now I need to now, when I hear something, I need to put the pieces together and tell you, by looking at something, you could look at one thing, you got it. Because now you've experienced it in that way. You interact with it in a different way. Hashem opened up the heavens to show this to us. And therefore, everything we know has to become part of our heart. We have to live with it as an emotional reality, not just as an intellectual one. And that's why it says, you have to put it back into your heart. And we must teach it to our children. Because Hashem found it necessary that one people, one nation should know the truth of what's going on in the world. Somebody's got to know. If somebody knows, maybe the rest will figure it out. But someone's got to know this. And therefore, if we don't teach it to our children, no one's going to know about it. Therefore, that's what the pasuk says. You need to tell your children about this. Not just that we got the Torah, not just that we, but this is what the world's all about. And this is the lesson of Sinai. So, in addition to Matan Torah, in addition to getting the mitzvahs, Hashem chose us to be the ones that He would reveal His mission, reveal the truth of the world to. And that's what happened at Sinai.
The main stress is the Hashem's mastery over all, the whole world and all its temples. What's the main stress?
The main stress is that the world doesn't run the way we look at it here. The real world is up there, and everything down here is totally up there. It's just an expression, a manifestation of the real Ratzon Hashem. Everything's Ratzon Hashem. Not just Hashgacha Pratis. It doesn't really exist. The reality is not this one. The reality is that one. Everything is the Ratzon Hashem. And therefore, it all runs with part of the master plan. Everything's here to express a nechuta of the master plan.
It's very, it's like,
it's life changing. I mean, it's really Ramchal. But he's saying,
it's classic Ramchal.
Right. But it's like almost like saying, when Hashem opened up the whole, I would say in our terms like this, when Hashem opened up right before Sinai, the entire, all seven worlds, they saw the entire Sefer Das Tefillin right there. And it went straight into their heart, meaning you didn't have to sit there learning it. What does he mean? What
An
does he not mean?
experience.
Well, what's he talking about? Is it really that way? You know, and then spend a year working out the paragraphs, one vision, got the whole save. That's really what that is. That's what that's saying.
On the introduction, I believe it says that the way he
Scott, that'll be a different one.
he got the